Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond, and we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us, and we are looking forward to having such a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask, God, that you will search our hearts and that you will forgive us, oh God, for things in our heart that ought not to be there. And we ask, God, that you will take these things away in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, Lord, that you will stop by here for a little while, that you will bless us during this broadcast, that you will move by your powers, O Lord, that you will manifest yourself through this ministry in the name of Jesus. O God, we pray, Lord, that you will send forth your word and let your word have free course. Lord, speak to our hearts, minister to our souls. Lord, you know what we all stand in need of. You know our weaknesses, O God. You know our faults. And we ask you to have mercy upon us and look on us with compassion. Oh, God, strengthen us where we're weak, my Lord, and build us up where we're torn down. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover us, Lord. Let it wash, my God. Let it purify us on the inside. Let it clean us up on the outside. In the name of Jesus. Lord, please take control right now and have your way. Look on everyone who is tuned into this broadcast. Let a special blessing on them and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Anyone who is sick in their body, pray, we pray, God, that you will touch, heal, and make everyone whole. We pray, God, that you will forgive their sins and make them whole, Lord. Restore their strength. Restore their health. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, to do everything. And there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. Oh, my God, we ask that you will encourage us to trust in you the more. Take away all the doubt, all the fear, and forgive our unbelief, Lord. Forgive us for doubting you, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord, for hesitation. Oh, my God, but help us to trust you with all of our heart, to believe in you, and to maintain our faith in you, oh, God, at all times. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you will look on everyone who's on the prayer list, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, make ever with hope. Work wonders, oh God. Open doors, Lord, and make the way out of no way. For we know that all power is in your hand, and we're looking unto you, oh God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we're depending on you tonight. Please, Lord, be merciful and work things out for your people everywhere. Anyone who's not saved, oh God, anyone who does not know you in the departing of their sins, have mercy on them, Lord God, and forgive their sins. Save to the uttermost, Lord, souls that are lost, souls that are wandering around in darkness. Oh God, open their eyes to the truth and bring them into your marvelous light. We know you're able, oh God. Use this ministry, Lord, to reach every soul, to reach souls all around the world. Let this ministry continue to be blessed. Let it grow and prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we know you're able, and we're asking you, oh God, to anoint the speaker for tonight. Send your anointing upon us. Oh, God, and speak through us, Lord Jesus. Have your way and let your holy will be done. We believe you, O God, and we're taking you at your word. We pray for comfort and for confirmation to those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone close to them. Oh, God, we ask that you will comfort every heart. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank the Lord for our opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading the third number of Psalms. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art the shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cry unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I lay me down in sleep. I awaken, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me around about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessings is upon thy people. Selah. Thank the Lord for the reading of the third number of Psalms in its entirety, and may God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title 1 is Golden, 1 is O-N-E. To visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission on Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. for Wednesday night prayer, you can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. The code is 08096. And we want to continue to keep the souls on our prayer list lifted up. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Allen family, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Mabel Edmond, Sister Cheryl, Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Marie McBride, Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Racine Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond. And on our youth prayer list, we're going to keep India West lifted up in prayer, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and all those things who are currently requesting prayer. These are all of the announcements that I have at this time, and we are going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of the Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, as she may render, the lection to the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things.
He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, bless his holy name. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. Just thank God for the Gospel Truths broadcast. I'm so glad that you have tuned in this evening. I can say the truth that I've been blessed already through this broadcast. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the scripture that was read. Amen. Praise the Lord. Knowing that salvation belongeth to the Lord, and that the blessing is upon his people. And I'm glad to be on the Lord's side, and I will bless the Lord, and my soul will bless the Lord and bless his holy name, because he is worthy of all the praises. And I want to encourage everyone to just bless the Lord. The more you send those blessings up, the more God will send blessings down upon you. His blessings will remain on you. It says, thy blessing is upon thy people. So we ought to praise him like never before. We ought to give God the glory that's due to his name. And it's amazing of how God will bless you in such a great way. So praise the Lord. We're going to get ready for the word of God on tonight, and let us put our minds on the Lord. Let's open our hearts. Let's open our spiritual ears so we can hear from the Lord and receive his word in our hearts. And now, without further ado, we introduce to you our speaker on this evening in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As she comes forth, let us pray for her and along with her as she ministers the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for this opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for all things that you've done for us. We pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy. Have mercy on us. Help us, Lord. Everything that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will, we pray that you have mercy on us, forgive us, and cast it away from us. Help us to live this life. We pray that you look upon every soul that is on this broadcast, save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the word of God in the book of Nehemiah, the second chapter, and also Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. We're going to begin with Nehemiah, the second chapter, verse 2. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing that thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant hath found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it again. King said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thy return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Going over to Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, and beginning with verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria, evil Jews. Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of his word. My title tonight is The People Had a Mind to Work. And my theme, don't stop laboring for the Lord. Don't let anyone hinder your work for the Lord. The theme is, don't let anyone hinder your work for the Lord. Surely, when Jesus ascended back to his Father, he gave gifts unto men. And he called some, he made some pastors, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, and et cetera. So the Lord, when he fills us with the Holy Ghost, he has automatically given us a work to do for him. And many times when we set out to do the will of God, the enemy steps in to try to hinder that work. I don't care what it is. It may seem like it's a small thing, but still Satan will try to stop you from doing whatever it is that God has given you to do. But I was thinking on Nehemiah, how that he had a mind to work. He saw that the walls and that the sepulchres and everything had been burnt down and tore down, and it grieved him. He was sad, and that's why the king was able to look on him and see the sadness in his face, because he was sad about what had happened, and he was willing. He had a willing mind to work and to labor for the Lord and to go and rebuild that wall. And here the devil began to speak and began to say all manner of evils and began to get outrageous and wrathful, so angry, glory to God, angry because Nehemiah had a mind to rebuild that wall and to do that work. And he had that mind to labor for the Lord. And that's the way it is today. When you have a mind to want to work for the Lord, Satan gets mad. He gets angry and he gets wrathful because he doesn't want you to do the will of God or the work of God or to fulfill the will of God that is for you. But we, as the people of God, must be determined to do the will of God. We have no time to draw back, no time to sit around, no time to second guess, no time to think or figure out whether I'm going to do this or whether I'm not going to do it or whether this is of God or whether it's not of God. Glory to God. I believe Nehemiah prayed. Glory to God. He didn't just do anything, but the Bible said he prayed. And he spoke to the king and said to the king what the Lord had laid on his heart. And he began to get together. He even got letters to go and do what he wanted to do for the Lord. And sometimes Satan, when he see that you got that mind to want to do God's will, he'll throw every kind of stumbling block in your way to stop you from progressing, to stop you from laboring for the Lord, to stop you from fulfilling the will of God. But we as the people of God must be determined to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We must be determined that we're going to fulfill the will of God and get the work done that he has laid on our heart. Glory to God. Every kind of stumbling block Satan will throw in your way and try to get you to come down off the wall. But Nehemiah, glory to God, he was determined. He was not coming down off the wall. And he said, why should I come down unto you while the work of the Lord ceases? Glory to God. That's what we need to ask ourselves. Why should I stop doing the will of God to come down to you, Satan? Glory to God. God has put this work on. Glory to God. And Satan has come to hinder, but we got to fight the devil back. Glory to God. Nehemiah began to build that wall. He had other laborers with him, workers who had a willing mind to fulfill the will of God. And they began to go down and go through the rubbish, the stones that was burnt, the sepulcher in the wall that had been burnt. They began to dig in it and pull out those stones. Glory to God. The devil felt like they was crazy. Glory to God. And that's the way the devil is. He'll feel like you crazy out there trying to build a work for the Lord and do a work for the Lord. Glory to God. But no, we are trying to fulfill the will of God and do what he told us to do because we know that the time is running out. And the Bible said, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work. We can't afford to let night catch us and not do the will of God. But we must work now while we have a chance, while we have the activity of our limbs, while we can still speak. Mm-hmm. While we can still go forth in the Lord, glory to God, do all we can do. The Bible says whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. Glory to God. I believe Nehemiah began to do this work, and he began to put all his heart in it, his mind and his soul in this work, because he wasn't just doing it for himself, but he was doing it for the Lord. Glory to God. He was determined to fulfill this work. After he prayed unto the Lord, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's in the Lord, it's not in vain. The devil will tell you what you're doing is in vain, but it's not in vain. Don't let Satan fool you. It's not in vain because it's in the Lord. Now, if we was doing this of ours, and if we weren't in the Lord, then yes, it would be in vain. But the Bible says that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Glory to God. We are in the Lord, and we are trying to fulfill the precious will of God. Even Jesus was trying to fulfill the will of God. He came into the world that he might save us from our sins, that he might die and be risen again, that we might have life. He fulfilled the will of God. And now we, as the people of God, we must fulfill the will of God. We must do what God has given us to do. Glory to God. The devil tried to make fun and say if a fox ran upon this wall, that it would fall. Glory to God. He's trying to portray like this wall is so weak. It'll fall. It's so flimsy. Glory to God. He's saying that the wall would collapse because it's flimsy. But no. Glory to God, Nehemiah didn't let that deter him. But we as the people of God, we let so many things deter us from doing God's will. We let so many things stop us from going forward in the Lord. But we should take on strength and be strong in the Lord and do the will of God and do it with all our might, all our soul, all of our heart, until we get the job done. Doesn't matter what anyone says. I don't care what they think. I don't care what kind of thoughts that the devil put out there. As long as you are working for the Lord, you shouldn't let it deter you. Glory to God. And I believe Tobiah, he was an aide to Sanballat. And they put their heads together, glory to God, and they declared that it was a small creature like a fox that jumped on the wall. If it jumped on the wall, that the wall would collapse, but not so. Glory to God. The wall was built, and it was done right. Glory to God. I thank God today that I have a mind to stay on the wall. And I don't intend to let anyone hinder me from doing the work of the Lord, because I have a mind to work for the Lord. How about you? Are you willing to work for the Lord? Are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to give up your right for the wrong, your way for the Lord? Glory to God. Are you willing to die to self that the will of Christ might be done? I don't know about you. I can't speak for you. But I'm willing to deny myself. I'm willing to do the work of the Lord, no matter how hard it may seem, no matter what the devil says, no matter what he throws out there, as long as I am doing this for the Lord, I know that is not in vain. The people had a mind to work. They got together and they helped Nehemiah work on that wall. And they kept working until they closed up all the breaches. Glory to God. They made it so only one thing was open, and that was the gate had been breached together, brought together, and they closed it up. Glory to God. And when Sanballat wrote that letter for Nehemiah to come down, he refused to come down, and he said, why should I come down to you while the work of the Lord ceases? He kept on working for the Lord, and that's what we have to do. We have to be determined to keep working for the Lord. Glory to God. Sometimes in this way, while working for the Lord, we endure many afflictions. The Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Glory to God. He delivers us so that we can do his will. Glory to God. Sometimes weakness comes on our bodies. Sickness comes on our bodies. The Lord said he delivers us out of them all. I believe God. I take him at his word. And that's why I have a mind to continue to work for the Lord and not let anyone or anything hinder me from doing the work of the Lord, because I have a mind to work for the Lord. Maybe after hearing this word on tonight, maybe you wasn't working, but you want to work. Or maybe you were slowful, but you want to do the will of God and fulfill the work the Lord has for you to do. Now is the time. Praise the Lord. We're going to go in prayer because we know that prayer changes things. Even Nehemiah prayed. He prayed and he gave the answer to the king. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for giving us the mind to want to work for you and to fulfill your will. We thank you, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, not to let anything hinder us from doing your will. We know that Satan is out there, and he's working and trying to destroy the work of God and the people of God and throwing all kinds of hindrance in the way of your people. But we pray, Lord, that you will move the hindering causes. Help us to do your will, to stretch out on your word, to do what you told us to do. Help us to seek your face and to draw nigh unto you. Speak to our hearts and minds. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Not our will, Lord. Let our will perish. Put it in our hearts and in our minds to do your will and to please you in every way. Help us, O Lord. Keep us with a mind to want to work. Keep us, O Lord, that we may fulfill your will. Help us, O Lord, to work while it is day, for night coming when no man can work. Help us to put our time in, because payday is coming after a while. We pray that you touch us tonight. Give us strength where we're weak. Build us up when we're torn down. Move every way that seeks to hinder us from doing your will. We pray that you make a way. Open up a door. Have thine own way. And let thy will be done. Move in a mighty way. Say to the uttermost, prove yourself the more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able to save. You're able to deliver. You're able to forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. We pray that you do it for us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to take you at your word. Increase our faith. Where we are lacking in faith, increase it, O Lord. Help us to contend for that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us to pray as never before, drawing nigh unto you, O Lord. Help us to deny ourselves even more. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to do your will. Please you in every way. We know that able. Oh, my God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your word. We thank you for encouragement, Lord. We thank you for being a way maker. Thank you for being a healer, Lord. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you for strength, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to have your way. Look on your people everywhere, those far and near. Touch and strengthen your people. Help your people to stand and go through. Help them to endure, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, oh, Lord, to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. Help us, oh, Lord. We want to be saved in the end. We want to do your will. Give us the strength we need to go through. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for making a way for us. We thank you, oh, Lord, that you made this way that we could be able to fulfill your will and speak your words. We pray that you continue to bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Help us to go through. Help to endure. In the name of Jesus. Oh, and oh, my God, we thank you for all that you've done for us. And this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for all that you've done, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you've done for me, Lord. I'm not worthy, but I thank you, Lord. I thank you for how you blessed. I thank you for how you made the way. I thank you for how you kept me. Thank you for how you kept my body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory and honor belong unto thee, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to have your way. Oh, my God, bless us the more. We will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This broadcast is into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist May. And it was a soul-stirring, thought-provoking message that she preached. She preached under the anointing. And I thank the Lord for that message because it really touched my heart. And she was talking about the peace had a mind to work and encouraging us with the theme, don't let anyone hinder your work for the Lord. So we have to make up our minds. As I thought about Nehemiah having that burden for the work of the Lord, so much so that his countenance was saddened, the king noticed, and God worked it out and made it possible for him to go forth and do the work of the Lord. When you really want to do something for God, God will make the way for you.
Yes, he
but
will.
But the enemy, what I took note to is how angry the enemy got.
Yes.
Then Nehemiah started doing the work of the Lord. And the enemy is just as mad at any of us who are doing the work for the Lord. And we'll do everything, encourage us, to try to stop us, to try to hinder us, and mock us, and do all these things that Sanballat and Tobiah did to Nehemiah.
Amen.
But what helped him is that he had a mind to work And the people had a mind to work. And they got together and they proceeded to do the work of the Lord. And God blessed them. So we have to make up our mind. We can't let the things that people say and do hinder us or stop us from doing the work of the Lord. If you really want to do God's will, He will make the way. I enjoyed this message, and I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to use you and to speak through you. And now at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our evangelists who are on the broadcast and for any clergy who would like to have remarks at this time. God bless.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful message that came through Evangelist May on tonight. Amen. She gave us the word of God. Amen. Why? Why should we cease from doing the work of God? Amen. Nehemiah refused to come down. Amen. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to stop, fold up, shut up, don't do nothing, don't say nothing, don't do the will of God. He throw all kinds of things in your way to try to stop you. But just like she said, we have to be determined that we're going to do God's will no matter what. I just thank God for the word of God tonight. Be encouraged. Continue to preach the word of God, then, son.
Praise the Lord.
And then I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about the people had a mind to work and encouraging us not to let anyone hinder our work for the Lord. And I enjoy the word. You know, it's just like the enemy, Nehemiah, he had a heart for the work of God, and the enemy did not want the work to be completed. And when she was talking about how, you know, the beginning, like, make fun of the people of God, and this may happen to us too, but just like Nehemiah, we have to ignore them and keep on working. We can't allow other people to stop us from working. I enjoyed it, Vance Maybell. Just want to preach the word of God.
Amen. Any other clergy? If not, we just thank God for those beautiful remarks. We just thank the Lord for the encouragement. And again, I'm much encouraged through this word of God. It's really thought-provoking. It pulls at the heart. It makes you consider whether or not you are doing the will of God or you're letting somebody else stop you or hinder you. But we have to be encouraged and know that the work that we are doing is not in vain. And then the enemy might make it seem like it is. If not, God has a great reward, and let us not be hindered. And let's just work for the Lord. Praise God. I could say more, but this word of God, it was spoken so beautifully and so well brought out. And I just want to encourage you to take it in for yourself and live by it. At this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks and the exhortations coming through Pastor Hameen, Evangelist Cynthia, and Evangelist Khadija. I thank the Lord for your remarks, and I thank the Lord for the word on tonight. My heart is encouraged through these scriptures on tonight, and I pray that you are also, and that if there's anyone out there and you know that you're not doing the will of God, but you want to, now is the time to throw your hat in the ring and go head on, step out on the word of God by faith to do the will of God. I just thank the Lord for everyone that is on this broadcast. And if that's all, at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we expect to be back again on Tuesday night, if the Lord's will. We're asking for your prayers. God bless you, and good night.